Now, as I mentioned, at Grafton, plenty happening with the Gallops, but also plenty happening with the Greyhounds. Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning, Cod. Sorry about dropping out earlier, mate. I'm just pedalling a little bit faster. Here in the town, it's great to be in Grafton, where you are, in the town that was inspired by the song Flame Trees by Cold Chisel.
Yep, exactly. The Greyhound racing is pretty strong, isn't it?
Look, it's very, very good today, Sean. It's a big meeting tonight, and it's straight after Ramorny Day at the Clarence River Jockey Club where you are. You can walk, you can stagger, you can get a piggyback or a 50-cent cab ride to the nearby Grafton Greyhound track. It's about 500 metres from the Thoroughbred track. It's one of the big nights on the calendar, and race 7 is the Taylor Family Maiden Final. Now, the winner is expected to come from boxes 6, 7 or 8. In box 6, the fastest qualifier, Aston Poker for Tony Brett, which is the $2.40 tab fixed odds favourite after scoring in 23 and 20 from box 2 in his heat. La Grand Quality, box 7 for Darryl Thomas, is the second favourite at $3 fixed after leading all the way from a wide draw in 23 and 24 and posting the fastest first split of 8.46, while Woodview Ace in box 8 for Bobby Cook is a $4 fixed odds third line chance. He bolted in his seat 23 and 29 from box 5. He trialled in 23 and 16 last month and is also a huge chance. And while I'm here, I want to wish the great Tommy Radonikis all the best with Greyhound number 3, Big Nose Johnny. Tommy owns the dog and it'll be Cattle Dog a little bit later on in the footy, Cods.
All right. Now, Jeff Britton's here to join you.
Yeah, really looking forward to having a chat to Jeff. Both him and his partner, Angela Langton, they have 5 greyhounds lining up in the 2 respective Group 1 finals at Wentworth Park, the Vic Peters Classic and the Peter Mossman Opal. Now, their chases came up the Hume Highway. They exceeded the speed limit at Wentworth last Saturday night. And Jeff is on the line. Jeff, good morning. Look, you and Angela, you've got a knack of getting your young dogs to peak for these age-restricted races. You took out the National Derby with Axel Footloose and the National Futurity with Circle of Dreams back in the summer at Wentworth Park. So you get them to peak, these young guys and girls, don't you?
Unfortunately, looks like Jeff's dropped out as well, Dave. We'll get him back in just a moment.
All right. Yeah, well, they have a fantastic chance. A few of the boxes, they haven't drawn that well, and that they called me out because they weren't on track. They called me out to draw those greyhounds. So for Jeff and Angela, well, they can maybe get a disco voodoo doll for drawing a few squeeze and a few crappy boxes, Sean.
So you've done the deed.
Yeah, I have indeed.
All right. We'll have Jeff back in a moment. The pet prep seminar's on again. We'll talk more about this shortly, but that's on again?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, participants can learn how to achieve better race performance and rehoming success. They're on at Richmond Race Club on Monday week, the Gardens on Tuesday week, here in Grafton on Wednesday week, and Lismore on Thursday week, July 25. Vet Dr. Norman Blackman and ABBS founder Tracy Irons will be there, and you can get all the information at the website education@grnsw.com.au.
Jeff Britton's with you now, Dave.
Fantastic. Jeff, good morning. I mentioned earlier on that you and Angela have a knack of getting these young dogs to peak. I mean, you took out the National Derby and the Futurity at Wentworth Park last summer.
Yeah, look, we've had a pretty good year. We've probably been pretty lucky that all of a sudden we've got a couple of litters that have come along together that have been outstanding. So, it helps when you go into restricted age races.
Well, Jeff, let's talk about the 2 Group 1s at Wentworth Park that you have greyhounds in this Saturday night. Race 5 is the Vic Peters Classic Final for the male greyhounds. You and Angela have the 3 outside runners. Number 6, Western Envoy. Jeff, I actually was called up to draw a box for you, and I drew that box. So apologies for that.
Yeah, I think you did 2 boxes of mine, and they come out 4 and 6, so hasn't been too kind.
But Western Envoy, look, he used a bit of the track in the heat at the first turn when he ran second. He was wearing the check rug. And, look, this greyhound's very strong. He has some pretty good 600-metre form at Sandown.
Yeah, look, he probably from there, he hasn't got a lot of pace, but if he does get any room around the first corner somewhere, or get it, he'll probably need a bit of a luck in running. And but he's got a huge motor, and he'd be coming home.
Western Envoy is currently a $12 fixed odd chance with Tab. Jeff, let's move to number seven in the Vic Peters, the super consistent Mr. Harwood, the $4.60 equal second favourite. He's won 5 of 9 races, including 29 and 76 at the Meadows from box 8. And he was dominant in his heat last week. He got up by 2.25 lengths from box 5 in 29 and 87. So he's a nice young dog.
Yeah, look, I thought he was in a bit of strife last week, and up the back it looked like the other dog was going to get to him, and he kicked away in the straight. So, it's hard to know when you've got dogs coming from interstate to see how they do fare up there. It's a long way to travel, and he just did a fantastic job. He went to the line really well.
Yeah, he's a quick beginner too, which helps. And Jeff, you've also got Webleck Jack in box 8, and he's also a $4.60 fixed odds chance with Tab. He jumped from box 7 in the heat, and he grabbed second right on the line behind another swooper, Charlie Casey. I think it was only a neck by a neck. And they both run down another one of your runners, Black Signature, who is pretty hard to run down, but you said he might have just copped a bit of an injury.
Yeah, look, he's a little bit sore, but I think we'll be right, in a couple of weeks for the maturity for him. But Webleck Jack, he's improving all the time. His habits are getting better. He's sort of a little bit hit and miss with beginning, and hopefully at the moment he's starting to hit his straps with beginning, and he might just get that card across with Mr. Harleywood, and hopefully he can get round the field, because he's a very strong dog and he's always shown to have a lot of ability.
Well, good luck with the trio in the Vic Peters, Jeff. Let's move on to the other group one, race 7, which is the Peter Mossman Opal Final for the female greyhound. As you mentioned, I drew box 4 for you with Flossing. You've got Mapunga Frankie in the 7. Let's start with Flossing. Flossing, she's won 2 out of 3 at Wentworth Park, including a heat of the National Futurity. And could even be well boxed in the blue rug, because you've got early speed inside her, but not a great deal to her outside, Jeff.
Yeah, look, it's she's just relying on, she likes to track up there, and she's relying on getting out and getting around the first corner and to lead, and hopefully there's trouble behind for her. It's her only chance. You'd have to get a break of 4 or 5 lengths to try hang on. And, that's her go, and sometimes that can happen in big races.